Merging with Shiva, lesson 7, a path of love. We have been walking through the path of the many Saiva saints at our garden temple lands. Together we have looked back through history and seen real people living real lives, doing pragmatic things, sometimes foolish things, some even hurtful. There were workers among them, royalty, housewives, yogis, businessmen, a spiritual community divided by caste, but with one thing only in common. They all loved Shiva. That is their heritage. That is their message. That is their hope for all of us on this path to Shiva, hope of attaining his grace. These men and women will be remembered as they are for thousands of years. On this path, you don't have to be a great rishi or a highly trained yogi. You don't have to be a great philosopher. You don't have to know Sanskrit. Just love God, which is the life of the life within everyone. And to realize that God is the light of the light within everyone, you have to be very simple, very uncomplicated, so that obvious realization can manifest through your conscious mind, through your subconscious mind, through your superconscious mind. It is very simple. The energy within our body is the same energy that pervades the universe. And it is all emanating right out of Lord Shiva. It's very simple. The light that lights our thoughts, that light doesn't care. It has no preferences, whether it's a good thought or not a good thought. That light is illuminating every thought. Take away the thoughts and you realize that you are just light. The path of Saiva Siddhanta, as you all know, is a very simple path. It's the path of love, a path of devotion, which makes you want to be self-disciplined. Because to maintain a feeling of love all the time, you have to be self-disciplined. You don't discipline yourself to attain the feeling of love. You attain the feeling of love and then you want to discipline yourself because you love the discipline, because it brings more love. The path of Saiva Siddhanta is worshiping God on the outside and realizing God on the inside. And when the two come together, transformation, that means that you're different than you were. You have different desires, you have different motivations, different goals in life, because you have been transformed. You look at your previous life and you say, that's another person. Why? Because you have found something real on the inside of you. Thoughts on the inside of you. They're not real. They're always changing. Feelings on the inside of you, they're not real. They're always changing. Shiva on the inside of you is right there, never changes. Those of you who hear the nada, it's the same inner sound, morning, noon, and night, 365 days a year. The light that lights your thoughts, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, is the same. It lights up your dreams also. And the energy of your body, all coming from Shiva. Shiva is so close to you. The Namnar, the saints of Tamil Saivism, teach us a great lesson. They did everything wrong, but they survived with just the love of Shiva, and maintain that love without anything getting in the way of it. Of course, if you love Shiva, obviously, you have to love everyone else. Love brings forgiveness. Love brings understanding. Love brings feeling. I thought the great Guru Satya Sai Baba had something very insightful to say to his disciples. If each one of you love me, then you all love each other. All Shaivites of the world love Shiva. They all love each other. And they love the Vaishnavites, the Shaktas, the Smartas, the tribal Hindus, and everyone in the world, because Shiva's energy is working through everyone in the entire world, plants, animals, trees, fish, birds. It's so simple. The object of the lesson is make yourself a very simple, uncomplicated person. Om Namah Shivaya.